I would like them all to get out there real quick for you.
Hello? John?
Yes, sir.
Can I understand that you all ever have talked to Frank Macy about Jamaica?
Frank McKinney?
What?
That's what it boils down to, yes. There had not, the assumption had been that there...
No assumptions. I don't want to deal in assumptions.
No, well, the fact is that there had not been a specific conversation with him about...
Well, then why the hell do you send it down to me then? Why do you send it down to me and tell me to announce it then?
Because I thought there had been discussions with him on your part or President...
I haven't heard of him. Truman wrote me and said he wanted him ambassador, and I told you all to find him an ambassadorship. They told me a dozen times to please announce him, please announce him, please announce him.
That's right.
Well?
That's right, and my assumption was that...
But we quit assuming now. Let's don't ever assume anything. Let's put the things on that transmittal, and y'all just hound me today to announce things, and by God, after I check them three or four times, trying to be deliberate, they found out that everybody's assuming and guessing and thinking, and I don't believe they really think or assume much either. I just think that they just don't go into it. Now, you get them on the phone and tell them that you assume that some mythical person had talked to him as personnel officer. You ought to have called him and said, the president wants to know, President Truman has recommended you for ambassadorship. He wants to know what you would be to do.
Right.
You know, we got 1,000 an hour.
Right.
I just call him and tell him we're very sorry that he is a loyal party man, but indicate that he never heard from and didn't know anything about it. Now, we don't care on account of Truman.
That's right.
And, you'll just tell him that we've done this and a point to get by the State Department and please Truman and that a lot of problems there, aging, heart condition, and senators and a lot of things that don't make it desirable politics. But we're absolutely inexcusable, John. If I'm all my business being handled this way, God, give up.
I know.
If my personal officer doesn't come to me and he tells me to announce, I wonder what church you're in, Christ.
Well, I take the full responsibility.
Well, no, but it's mine. See, you're just going to sit very comfortable. But I'm the guy that's in the line of fire with 800 newspaper men raising hell about it. And the responsibility don't amount to a damn. I mean, it's just a mistake, but Christ, look who you're murdering. And you don't have to mention a girl. Just tell a little girl if that's who has done it. Just please don't send anything to the president that we haven't called and talked on. Because I never had any idea about Macy. I'm not dealing with this guy individually. All I got was a little trouble and said, it's the one thing I want, and I don't want anything to get it. I said, you ought to find somebody. You ought to mess around and talk to the senator and talk to everybody but him. And I just think that's a hell of a way to run a railroad. So call him up and say to him, that president thought that we'd talk to you, told us to. And we fired it, sent it down, told him to announce, and then ran it and shut it down for 2 or 3 days about what it wasn't announced.
Right.
The State Department's called up and called up and called up. First thing he did, send me a bunch that were messed up with Harry Dexter White and everything else that hadn't been cleared. So I made FBI go back and clear them and made another study. And I got those cleared up. In the meantime, I caught uncharted hell because I hadn't announced them and somebody hadn't done their work to begin with. Let's talk about 4 things that I'm thinking of this morning that we want on that front sheet and maybe about printing form so you can check them out. And if you don't do it, get somebody who in your office does it. Number one, is it completely clear without any reservation from FBI? Is it completely clear without any reservations from the National Committee?
Right.
Is it completely clear without any reservations from the Senators?
Right.
Is it recommended by the state and approved and any defense on it or any red flags that ought to be pointed out?
Right.
Now what else do I need on there?
Well, from now on, we better make sure that there's been a complete discussion with the man.
See, that he knows that he's being considered. Not that he's going to be, but that he's being considered. Anything else?
Well, we better have on there that we want him to hold off making any public statement about it. Have we checked that out?
A checklist, and have that checklist on, and have them all checked on your letter, and be sure your letter states it, and be sure the checklist states it. Just give me a mammograph checklist. Don't send me any appointment of any kind that hadn't been checked that way.
All right, sir.
Now, let's concentrate. Let's go back and get all these businessmen out of the file that we can, and that the council has sent us, so we can look at any potentialities for our commissions or for other things. Let's tell anybody that resides, say, if you want any goodwill with this administration, you must not give any indication to anybody that you resign. Now, what day is the last thing that you can keep from talking? Say that to the Swindlers and everybody else.
The Hallabies.
And the Hallabies and all the rest of them. Just, if you want to get on the blacklist and have that administration manager, you go on and announce right now. If you want them to be friendly and have a good reputation, give me the last day that you can stand getting in heat. If you're going to get in heat, talk. Give me the last day so we can try before then.
All right.
Because we do have a few other problems with the Germans and the war and with Vietnam and a few other things besides just an appointment to a commission. And I just can't have Frank McKinney and all my press stirred up because of just a goddamned great school out there. Now call me and tell him that we're going to hold up in the press that he does not want it. That we can say that he was recommended, that we considered his qualifications, we thought he was in that. That he now decides that in the conditions that have developed, that he does not believe he'd be able to take it. And we'll know somebody else simultaneously. If he doesn't want it, all right. But let's don't leave the papers in that way.
All right, I'll get a hold of him again.
Well, you haven't had him. If you got a hold of him first, you haven't met him again.
I talked to him three times since 10 o'clock last night.
Well, what was he saying? Tell me about that. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I talked to him. I talked to him last evening.
Well.
After I got the report that he knew nothing of it, and I went to review it with him, and he indicated that he had not been advised of Jamaica. That he knew that he was under consideration, and he had assumed that it was Switzerland or Belgium, because he'd had some conversations with President Truman and with Vice President Humphrey. And I then called back to the ranch, and we checked this out, and I then called back to McKinney and asked him not to have any further conversation with the press. I'd like to talk this over with him further before he made any hard and fast decision. And then because of the press this morning, I've talked with him once again.
And what did the press say this morning?
Well, apparently, according to George, the press indicated that he had evidence that he was flabbergasted when he received word of this by inquiry from Indianapolis.
Yeah.
In other words, I did not get to him until after he had been reached by the TV man from Indianapolis.
Yeah.
My first contact. And so in talking with him just now, I've asked if it was agreeable with him if we were to indicate that the announcement of these appointments is handled with a great deal of discretion in order to avoid leaks and embarrassment. We had endeavored to reach
him. I'll give another story on that. They'll write an article in about how I'm trying to be too discreet, and that's causing trouble. What does he say?
Well, he was willing to go on that and not have any further discussion. That's right. That's right. He feels that this is just sort of a paradise island for retirees. He's not ready for that. He feels that his banking experience would be more appropriate in Belgium.
Well. Do we have a commitment, sir?
We have a commitment in Belgium. In Switzerland, we still have True Davis. We have not made any final commitment for a successor there. Davis is planning to stay until about the 1st of July.
Well, I just tell him we didn't have vacancies in either place, and I tell True Davis not to admit that what is going to happen. is not to admit to anybody he's leaving if he wants to stay in this administration. I'd try to find him some business place.
But you talked about the Reed job in Treasury for Customs and Coast Guard as the spot for Tim Davis.
Well, tell Walker, and I want that done, and see if he won't look at him and not just try to get to, because he didn't do well in school. Hell, I made a damn argumentation in school. That has no appeal to me at all.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that was the net of my conversations with him. As I say, I've had the three since 10 o'clock last night, and I've been trying to check back on what actually happened, because I was told that the press release that we sent to you, the one which had some of his activities which were not particularly flattering, I was told that he had provided those. And what happened was that the State Department press officer had called him, had gone over the biography with him, but he now recalls that he didn't discuss the post that was involved because he didn't want to have it leaked. So all the way around, it's a series of...
Well, Congress said if this guy just wanted a specific ambassador, he ought to have said that.
Yeah. So I think that the basis of the conversation so far, he's not interested in this, and that he'll decide not to take it.
Well, that's all right. That just suits me fine, and we'll just have to...
He talked about coming on in and discussing this with...
Well, he'll be wanting to take 2 days of my time. I think I'll just have to take time to get back on it. And I wish you'd talk to Dean Rusk and see that you all that are presumed to be competent up there handle these things better. I'll have to call Truman now, and then I'll have to call him. Do you know what I mean? I'll just take time to do it. I've got a million things I want to do.
McKinney's leaving... leaving Miami about now, and will be in Indianapolis later in the day.
Well, I'll be on a plane later in the day. He's not available now?
He's not available now. He's en route to Indianapolis.
Well, tell him I wanted to call him and tell him we'll withdraw his nomination if he doesn't want to go to Jamaica, and we'll give consideration anything further. Tell him Belgium and Switzerland are not open. We didn't understand he was applying for any specific thing.
All right.
Okay.
I'll get him a
seat. And make a checklist, John, and let's don't ever have this happen again. And I think up there on these names, you get the most confidential secretary that civil service has got, if we're going to believe in civil service. And let nobody else know it and let her type it. Otherwise, just write it in longhand,
yep.
These things that are coming in. Because I see Jones is out this morning with stories on the Power Commission, and
yeah.
He's been thoroughly recommended by Fortas. I didn't know that. Did he recommend him to you?
No, he gave him a favorable report, but he's not the one that's recommended him.
Well, Clifford has recommended him, I understand. Pardon? I understand Clifford has recommended him.
Well, Clifford ran a check on him for us back some time ago, but he supports him, so does...
Well, how would the papers know that Clifford didn't support him?
Damned if I know.
Well, I would know. I'd find out, because I didn't know it. And the only way they could know it is somebody in the office would know it, because I don't believe that Forrest and Clifford called him up and gave it to them their endorsement. I didn't know that either of them had endorsed him myself. I didn't know Forrest ever heard of him. So I was just once who's looking at that. Now, somebody's in there, John. We've taken over from an administration that a lot of people are trying to get us. Do you know that?
Trying to cut us?
Yeah. You know who the holdovers are trying to get us?
Well,
they sure do. In all departments, look at Franco's story day before yesterday.
Yeah.
So you can't trust any of your other people, so just don't be trusting with them. Just take these names and just don't circulate them up there. Somebody's leaking. Now, you know, before you came over, we caught them leaking in Duncan's office.
Yeah, I know. I know. I thought I'd stop that.
Well, you haven't, because the Jones thing is a leak. And it's not from me, because I didn't know it. And it's not from Jones, because he didn't know it. And I'm sure it's not from Fortas or you might know him if they announced anybody.
Yeah.
I'm sure they didn't. So it has to come from your show. And so let's just not let anybody know what's happening up there but you.
All
don't
right.
discuss it with them now. What is the situation with Jones? Is Jones interested in this job?
Yes, sir, he is.
What does the article say?
Well, there was Frankel's article. I don't have any concern with this. This is an analysis. This is a book review that he made.
Wait a minute.
It's a book review that he made.